Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The first baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The center fielder, Dick Williams. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Poise. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Moore. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ray Moore. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Mock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. And now, play ball. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Poise settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Poise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poise hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Niemann moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Poise. The throw from White and he is safe. Poise steals second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Niemann tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda takes first base on ball four. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kell for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer bunts towards first. Kell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brewer for the out. White moves to second. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Moore, and towards Miranda, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Carl Poas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Poas hits a line drive into right field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ginsburg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Ginsburg reaches second base with a double. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Orioles. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Miranda hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ginsburg moves to third. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ginsburg scores. Moore moves to second. It's 3-0, Orioles. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to third. Gardner moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Williams reaches second base with a double. Moore scores. Gardner scores. Kell moves to third. It's 5-0, Orioles. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Niemann is walked intentionally. Carl Poas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Poas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Williams reaches second base with a double. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to second. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0-for-1 in the game. Mock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. Pearsall scores. Stevens moves to third. It's 5-2, Orioles. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Mock moves to second. Mickey Vernon pinch hits for Tom Brewer. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Stevens scores. Mock moves to third. White moves to second. It's 5-3, Orioles. George Zivirink now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Mock scores. White moves to third. Vernon moves to second. It's 5-4, Orioles. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Miranda hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ginsburg moves to third. Bob Hale pinch hits for George Zivarink. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Miranda moves to second. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ginsburg tags and scores. Miranda tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-4, Orioles. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gardner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Beeman now pitching. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Gurnett moves to second. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gurnett moves to third. Two outs. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gurnett scores. It's 6-5, Orioles. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Orioles will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Niemann hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Poas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Poas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Ginsburg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Ginsburg reaches second base with a double. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miranda hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ginsburg scores. Miranda moves to second. It's 7-5, Orioles. Charlie Beeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miranda moves to third. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gurnett moves to third. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Mauch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kell fields it, tags Mauch out, and throws to home to double up Gurnett, who tagged and tried to score. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Ted Lepsio now playing second base. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams bunts towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Lepsio covering, for the out. Kell moves to second. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Niemann is walked intentionally. Carl Poas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Poas hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Boyd now playing first base. Dick Williams now playing left field. Al Pilarczyk now playing center field. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Sammy WH. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Faith Roneberry pinch hits for Russ Kemmerer. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roneberry strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 4 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Spring now pitching. Pete Daly now catching. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Miranda is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Williams strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops it up and throws to first, with Forknealis covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.